I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Please be seated. Unbind him and let him go, we just heard Jesus say in the gospel passage of today. I wonder what those words might mean for us. You may not have noticed, but during this entire season of Lent, you have been subjected to a form of rethinking. You have heard a number of long and beautiful passages from the gospel of Jesus, rich, evocative, thought-provoking passages not intended to simply walk you through this purple-clad season of Lent, but to stir your heart and your soul, to stir your understanding of who this Jesus is and was, to draw you deeper, to connect with his life, his teachings and message of hope and salvation, to expand your definitions of God and love and grace and peace and eternal life, to see what the words unbind him or her and let them go might mean in your life at this time. And so let me recap this season of Lent. It began with ashes marking our foreheads as we considered the depth of meaning when we hear, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And then we heard how Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by evil way back in the first Sunday of Lent. We heard about Nicodemus sneaking out in the darkness and the cover of night and wanting to know how it is possible to be born from above. And then Jesus tells him that God so loves the world. And then a woman of Samaria comes to the Christ and wonders how Jesus can get water without a bucket. And Jesus tells her all about the living water of eternal life. Last Sunday, it was about a man born blind and learned that he is healed so that he can see the light of God in his midst, that he can see a whole new vision of God and the world. Today, a certain man dies, only to hear once again the voice of Jesus, "Lazarus, come out." Now, if we have heard these passages many times before, perhaps they lose their richness, their ability to transform, their ability to awaken and stir our soul, their targeted words aimed directly at our heart. Perhaps they can become empty words of forgotten hope, instead of renewed life about unbinding us and letting us go. These readings throughout Lent are about preparing us for the greatest message of our faith. The Easter tomb is empty. But if we do not listen intently or carefully or with a desire to hear Jesus speaking directly to us, these words can seem much like dry bones in the desert of Ezekiel. Or they are words that no longer touch our soul. They are stale and dry. But perhaps a small bit of the message sinks in. Perhaps we hear and see the voice of God anew, bringing light into our darkness, bringing hope into our mundane, bringing new life into our troubles and pain. The readings of our season of Lent have portrayed to us, even in our most difficult and darkest times, that God is here. God is here. We see that so evidently in the reading from John's Gospel for today. Mary's heart was broken, shattered, really. The pain of grief was too much for her to take. She had trusted, she had believed, but now it was all for naught. She had been with her brother Lazarus day in and day out. She and her sister Martha had bathed him, cared for him, urged him to eat, comforted him through the pain that racked his body. They had watched in horror, as no matter what they tried, he was getting worse. They watched him get weaker and weaker, thinner and thinner. They heard his breathing change and become much shallower. Mary was horrified. What could they do? They prayed that Lazarus would get better. Oh, they prayed and prayed for God to change the situation. They prayed in desperation for God to do something. This could not be happening just before their eyes. Mary expected Jesus to be there soon, to arrive at any minute and make it all go away. He was the living God with us, the God amongst us. Jesus knew and breathed the compassion and love of God and demonstrated it over and over and over again with so many people. Jesus, their friend and teacher, would be there for her and her family. But Jesus never showed up. They sent messages, they contacted him, and he never came. He was too busy for them and their situation. He had no time for them. And so they watched Lazarus die. They had waited and waited, but Lazarus died. Mary was devastated. Lazarus, her brother, had breathed his last. They had the funeral and buried him, and then she locked herself away and was not sure if she could ever come out. God had betrayed her. God had forgotten her. God had ignored her. God was nothing, she decided. She had had enough of this idea of God. Now, many people, and I know a number in this boat, might leave it all there. God had not responded, hence there is no God. They stay in their anger, their pain, their grief, completely understandable, but very much missing the final voice of Jesus and of God. When Mary heard that Jesus arrived 4 days after Lazarus had died, she didn't want to see him. It was too late. How could he ignore her when she needed him the most? How could he take his time to arrive? It had been urgent. Lazarus, her dear brother, was dead. Martha came to Mary once again and said to her, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." She almost ignored her sister. But again, she got up and ran towards Jesus. She would give him a piece of her mind. But as she ran and to him and saw his face, saw his compassion, saw his tears, everything changed. She fell at his feet. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died," she told him between her sobs. They brought Jesus to the tomb, and he called out for Lazarus to come out. As Lazarus came to the tomb, Jesus' words were meant not only literally but figuratively for all in attendance. "Unbind him and let him go." New life had come where it seemed no longer possible. New hope had arisen out of the ashes. New possibility had descended where it had no right to. Light had come out of the darkness of the tomb. This situation changed Mary completely. Yes, she had witnessed the resurrection from the dead, but she was changed. Her whole understanding of God and life and her own soul and how they connect was completely changed forever. "Unbind him and let him go" had become unbind her and let her go. Let go of the pain. Let go of the anger. Let go of her resentment and know God with her. For it's only a few days later that she took out all of her life savings and went to the marketplace. All of the money she had put aside in hopes of a new life, sometime in the future, she took with her. She went to the market, and she found the seller of perfume and fine oils and laid down a huge sum and asked for the most beautiful and the best. The man behind the counter quickly went to work, finding the pure nard and working with it created the most beautiful of scents. He was an artisan and was proud of his work. His client, Mary, was delighted. She gladly took it and found Jesus at her own home, at supper with her own family. She took out their perfume and wiped it on Jesus' feet. She used her own hair to wipe them clean. Some scholars now see this as an anointing in preparation of Jesus' death. I see it much more as a recognition of how God works. She'd found the meaning of life. She discovered the meaning of her own soul. What had shocked her, I think, was that she found it not in her brother coming to life, which she had desperately wanted. No, she had found it in the compassion and the love of Jesus. She suddenly knew what God with us meant. She suddenly knew that God was standing right beside her, but it didn't end there. She was now called to be Christ to others. She was called to live that love of God in her own actions. She had found that love is the center of life. She discovered that God had not abandoned her, but was known to her in her darkest, bleakest of moments. God was there, visible, vibrant, life-giving, and hope-producing, right there with her, and was urging her to be unbound and set free, something she had been wishing for her entire life. Despite her pain and agony, God had come to her. This entire story is really about the journey of faith, the same journey that all of us experience. Most of us start the journey of faith with a certain definition of God, often a childlike simplicity to it. But through the pain, the grief, the difficulties of life, we discover an adult approach to faith where we awaken to seeing that God journeys with us. God is beside us, even though we walk through the darkest valley of the shadow of death. Even in our loneliness, our pain, our grief, our sadnesses, our hurts, our frustrations, God still calls out, unbind him, unbind her, and let them go. In this, we discover God is with us. Despite all that takes place, our soul is still connected to the heart of God. Mary discovered this and went to purchase fine perfume. What do we do in response to the wonder and awe at the presence of God in our lives? Amen.